Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Iran Mazur, good morning. Thanks for joining us as you always do. How are you doing?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Howard. Nice to be back.
Nice to chat to you. So can this be?
Yeah, definitely can be. But I think, again, as always, let's break it down. Let's understand it from different levels. And then we can try and understand why it's a problem. But before we do, I think we need to ask the first question. Is savings a problem? Saving too much money? And the answer is definitely not. It's brilliant. Save money. However, there are two cases when it can be a problem. And the two cases are as follows. Number one, in your individual capacity, if you're going to look and focus too much on savings and not changing that around to investing, you'll never really create any wealth. So I think the one thing is that, yes, let's get into that fundamental. Let's get into the flow and make sure we're savings. But don't get too caught up with the word saving. Rather start changing the word to investing. And investing is important because we need that for wealth creation. The other problem, however, is when it comes to the economy, and specifically certain countries, South African being one of them, certain economies actually need you to spend. Because if you don't spend, the economy can't grow. And unfortunately, what does that mean? It means that South African economy is a consumer economy. It means that it's built and driven by the consumer spending their money.
Right.
So now we have an interesting situation. People are doing the right thing, but unfortunately they're not spending enough, which means that there's not enough money in circulation. People aren't getting a chance to grow their various businesses, and therefore the economy itself can't grow at the rate that it needs to be able to grow. So in the normal course of events, in a normal country, it won't be a problem. But in South Africa specifically, it is.
Is it all about confidence? I mean, do we spend money when we're confident?
So I think that it's so I think it's one of two things. I think we spend money for multiple different reasons, but I think certain societies have actually lost the focus about what it's all about. Because in South Africa specifically, we turn around and we say, gee, sometimes we feel depressed, so we want to go spend money. Sometimes we see what the Joneses are doing and want to be able to keep up to the Joneses. Do you know, you can go anywhere else in the world, and sometimes, for example, our Shabbos meals are beautiful and they're magnificent, but we spend a lot of money there. It doesn't mean everywhere else in the world they actually spend the same amount of money. It could be around clothing. South Africans look good and always are great, but overseas, people maybe don't put so much money towards the material items, and they put maybe money somewhere else. So our economy has grown so much because people are so used to spending. For those different reasons. However, you've got to find that balance. And unfortunately, in South African society, we don't really have that balance.
Have we ever had that? Because, I mean, that's why I was shocked by this, because I thought we've been told for years, you're not saving enough, South Africans aren't saving enough, you need to put some money away. And all of a sudden, I read this article that says, we're saving too much. And I thought, whoa, where did all of that come from?
Yes. So, you know, if we look at the three musketeers and we say one for all and all for one, in this type of consumer economy, if you don't spend, it's going to affect the next person, it's going to affect the next person, it's going to affect the next person. But again, we have to focus primarily on the concept of balance, because without balance, you need to save. You don't have a choice. You have to invest. You have to grow wealth. But at the same time, in South Africa specifically, you actually have to spend money. Because if you're not spending money, it's not going to allow the system to actually expand. And if the system doesn't expand, you can't bring more money into the system. You can't actually create more wealth for everybody. And unfortunately, we really need that, specifically with the fact that there's not enough employment. There's constant chaos going on there. I mean, I'm talking to the converted here. But I'm just, I suppose it's nice to always chat and understand it in better detail.
Right.
But we do have to find some way to find a balance between all of it.
How do we find the balance? And does it matter what we spend on? I mean, does it matter if we're spending on, as you've said, our Friday night meals, our Shabbat meals, or on, I don't know, putting in a swimming pool? Does it matter?
Yes, I think it does matter. And I think, you know, I even asked myself the question last night, is to say, well, how do we change that? What methodology or what could we do to change? And I think the first thing I came up with was leadership. We need some sort of leader in South Africa that can turn around and say to everybody, to the people, guys, this is the methodology and the way we're going to be moving forward, and we're going to do it as a programmed, systematic move within the country, because that's the way for us to get out of this. But unfortunately, there isn't the leadership. So it then comes to the next part, which could be a movement. And maybe this is a great business opportunity for somebody to start, I mean, maybe even myself to start, to say, well, how do we now start teaching and educating the masses? To say, this is actually how you find the balance between all of it while juggling so many different things. To say where we spend our money, well, I suppose that becomes complicated because within the Jewish society, I mean, we are a bubble in our own right. So yes, we end up supporting each other, but I couldn't say to you, you know, everything has a knock-on effect. So the fact that yes, we buying food, etc., it's going to support different people in our community and make sure that we still got an employment or a high level of employment for those that are associated with us. However, to turn around and say, geez, we're going to buy a pool, I think there needs to be a deep analysis done to say, well, by buying what or where we spend our money, how will that affect everywhere else and where's the best place to actually be doing that?
So Moshe says, can you please ask Liron, if people save, doesn't then the financial institution that you saved with spend the money on the economy in some way?
Well, not really. They're loaning the money to individuals. But the problem is that individuals have to pay that back. And if you don't have enough money coming into the system, so let's say, for example, I'm going to start a new business and I'm going to be selling cell phones. I'm going to go to the bank and say, I need a loan. They're going to give me the loan. But if nobody's buying a cell phone, well, then my business is going to go bankrupt. I'm going to have to pay back the loan. Well, I'm going to default on the loan. And unfortunately, it's going to cause less growth. So there's always going to be this constant constriction within the economy. If you look at, for example, what the world, like America, for example, where they're printing a lot of money and trying to put money back into the economy, that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to stimulate growth. They're trying to make sure that there's flow. It's like a river. There has to be flow. The more flow there is, everything is able to flourish. The less flow there is, it becomes a lot more difficult. But again, I have to emphasize this, and this is really important. Mm. Without balance, it's indifferent. Do you know what I'm saying? You can't turn around and say, yes. Well, now you mustn't...
Right. Don't save. Just keep spending. But what about, surely this can be influenced simply by lowering the interest rate. Doesn't that cause people to spend more?
So I think again, that comes back to your previous question. That's around confidence. Mm-hmm. The more confidence people feel, the easier it is for them to be able to spend and to purchase and to put roots down. I think in South Africa at the moment, people feel beyond insecure, not only from a government perspective, but from a water, from an electricity, from so many multiple different levels. If you don't feel secure and you're constantly trying to figure out, well, should I be staying? Should I be going? What should I be doing? There's no ways that you could be putting down roots comprehensively in South Africa. So even though, yes, lowering interest rates is a good way to stimulate the economy and a good way to bring more money into the system because people have to pay less on their debts and there's more money for them at the end of the month. That money people are holding onto because they're turning around and saying, well, maybe we need to leave. And the minute you've got that thought, you can't do anything.
Hmm. Is there a formula that people should be employing?
Yes. I know we've got a limited amount of time, so I'm going to actually...
Yeah, we've got less than 3 minutes.
Great. So I've called the formula as follows. Shoot, fire, aim. And the idea around that is action. The biggest issue that everybody has is that they get sort of paralyzed by the fact of unable to make decisions because of this constant level of insecurity. But if you look at all the successful people in South Africa, all successful business owners, they don't stop. They just turn around and saying, okay, great, it's a problem, it is what it is. But we need to move forward. And that's what you need. You need action. Action, action, and more action. And you don't need to sit down and sometimes overanalyze and get too caught up in what it is. It is what it is. And yes, at some stage you might need to leave. But for now, you need to make sure that there's momentum and that you're moving. And the idea behind shoot, fire, aim is just shoot the gun. Don't worry too much about aiming. You can correct along the way and you can do anything. But if you're going to spend half your time just aiming and trying to analyze and you get caught up with the paralysis analysis, there's no movement. And this economy needs movement. And in order to have movement, you need action.
That's incredible. And you did that in less than a minute.
That was
very, very impressive. And I think this what did you call it? Paralysis analysis. Analysis paralysis.
Yeah.
I think that's very, very significant at the moment for many South Africans. Because every decision that we are making is so weighted by so many factors that many of them that you've just mentioned that we almost are too afraid to make decisions and to move
yes.
forward.
Mm. Yes, but you need to. This economy needs a flow. In order to have flow, you need action.
Absolutely.
Just get going.
Absolutely.
If you're going overseas, go overseas. If you're staying, stay. If you're doing whatever, if you're planning whatever, but just stop getting caught up. Do you know what I'm saying? Stop letting your mind like overwhelm you. Just say, great, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? What can I build? What can I do? I can build something that I can take overseas, but just get action.
There's some very interesting studies, which we certainly don't have time for, that shows the cost of indecision. Not making a decision is making a decision. It's just making a passive one, but you are still making a decision.